Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts, podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, Gloucester. No polka music.
Well, we have a special occasion today. We're going to
hold off
on the polka. We have a video we're going to show later of some dancing, so I didn't want to overshadow.
Oh, you got the video?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. Very exciting. Wow. All right. Very exciting. Scotty, we should acknowledge the mayor's here. We have a bunch of things to talk about with you that we're going to get to right away. But yes, you were both at an event, what do we call them now? We can't say seniors. So what is it?
It was at the Rose Barker Senior Center.
Baker,
excuse me.
You're thinking of Bob Barker. That's a whole different
thing. Well, yeah, that's why I said, I'm a game show host too.
Yes.
You
know? Come on down.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what exactly was going on yesterday?
Well, it was May is Older Americans Month. So I went to read a proclamation proclaiming Gloucester is recognizing Older Americans Month. And you were there spinning the tunes. I don't know if spinning is the right word these days, but pressing buttons on tunes.
The platters that matter, according to Warren Watt.
The platters. And Motown was the theme yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday was Motown Monday that Sinagra and I came up with together and implemented in the extensive activities musicians that they have down at the center.
Older Americans now. We can't say seniors. And I need a list. Pat, that's going to be for the next podcast. Okay. I want a list of things that I had no idea we weren't supposed to say. And if we had...
It's going to be a long list.
Yeah? If we have any older Americans, I would like to know if you have ever in your entire life been offended by the word senior. So I'd like to know that. So
And we talked before we went on live that I am a member of AARP. So I guess technically I'm an older American too.
So touching on the AARP thing, what year or what age did you actually start receiving the mail for AARP? Because it becomes earlier and earlier now.
Yeah, it used to be 50, and when I was like 49, I started getting it. Started getting the solicitations.
Mailers.
Yeah, and I signed up, But like Pat said, that there are places you get discounts, but I never think when I'm going to a hotel and say, "Oh, does this work?" I've had the thing for under 55, so 6 years. And I've never taken off the card to see what kind of discount I can get.
What I have found is hotels generally have the rack rate. Right? The rack rate is, if you look on every hotel room, on the back of the door is listed the rack rate. And if you look at it, it's generally something that is absolutely bananas ridiculous that no one ever pays because it's so much higher. So they build in so all these organizations can AAA and stuff, they could say, with your AAA card, you get a 20% discount. So you get a 20% discount on a $400 rack rate room that you could get anywhere on Expedia for $250.
So it's very similar to the half price sneaker sale years ago.
No, listen, the Palace, that was legit. The half price Palazzolo sneaker sale, one of the most iconic sales of all time.
It was iconic.
There wasn't anyone in this town that did. Yeah. I mean,
it's like you're waiting for Springsteen tickets.
Exactly.
In that line, but it was worth it. especially when you're on your dishwasher or grocery clerk salary, that 50% made a huge difference.
It was huge. Yeah. No, I mean, I think every kid, I mean, I know I had it penciled on my calendar. and Palazzolo has had legit, they had all the best. They had the Converse All-Stars.
And it was like a social event, too, because there was so many people you haven't seen in such a long time. Yeah. What are you getting? What are you going to buy? And then you wouldn't tell because if they only had your size in one style, you didn't tell them what size you were.
And what was big back then was the white Nike with the red swoop.
Right? Swoosh.
That was the swoosh. That's the right word.
Yeah, have you seen that Air?
The movie, and no, Netflix, I haven't.
And it's excellent.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Free on Prime.
A lot of right insight now into how that swoosh and that whole sneaker line came about. Yeah. So anyway, yes.
How many pairs of kids did you have?
I never had any kids.
Well, maybe kids was before us. Yeah, the kids are for kids. Well, kids are for babies.
Well, I must be an older American or whatever you call it.
I think Converse All-Stars kicked off the shoes, like the sneakers that you had.
Where sneakers became the normal footwear.
Right. Yeah. And then it went from Converse All-Stars to Nikes, and then it went from Nikes to like the Reeboks, the old guy Reeboks, the polished white ones.
Yes,
I got some buddies that
he wants
still,
a Phoenix.
I have some buddies, Bill Powell, my buddy Bill Powell, like iconic, like wore like the jeans with the like a shirt like that, but like with a, like a buck belt with a shirt tucked in and his crispy white Reeboks.
It's like a Seinfeld uniform.
Totally. But this is like back in the 90s, but he still wears it to this day. That's his move.
My favorite pair of sneakers that I ever can remember was, and I'm sure you might have heard of these being of age, my age, or Kangaroo. Remember the Kangaroo sneaker? And it had a zipper on the side where you could put your lunch money in.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? It had a little zipper right on the outside of each sneaker.
See, you were like a half a generation behind me.
Yeah, so Joe, you're 55.
Yep. Double nickels.
And so I'm 47. I'll be 48 this year. I'm late in the year and it's December, baby. So,
we're in a whole nother category. So, at 55.
So yesterday, this dawned on me yesterday because I was watching a video about the Villages and the Springer's place down in Florida, the Villages, and I didn't realize that it never dawned on me that it is in fact a 55 plus community, which means.
You're eligible.
I'm in. Me and McCarthy. McCarthy and I are in. And Wayne, the famous
sexy
mailman, he came by and says his sister really wants us to visit. And he's hey, what does that mean? But what is but he says that they have cigar lounges there. So,
oh wow.
So if you remember the last podcast, I said when they said you have to come. I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to the middle of the state of Florida when I could go to Naples or Delray.
I'm driving the golf cart. I'll drive you guys around.
But now that it sounds a little bit more enticing with that we know that they have cigars.
Yeah, places. Watch out for chickens.
Jimmy likes to run over the chickens. So right, there's that. I'd like to happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Kate, and Susan Coviello.
Happy birthday, ladies.
I would be remiss if I didn't say happy birthday.
Yes, right.
But you came here, and we have an agenda. We have some things to talk about.
Yeah, just some updates for the summer, what's going on. Obviously, big news. We should leave with this. The Good Harbor Creek has been an issue for a while. So tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a presentation via Zoom. If you go to the city's website or the city's Facebook page, you can get the link to Zoom. There'll be I'll do the introduction. Jill Cahill will serve as the moderator. With people from the health department, from the DPW, our consultants, Woodman and Curran will be there. And in the end, we'll have Q&A. So opportunity for people to just ask questions that weren't covered in the presentation. Spoiler alert, there was no smoking gun of a specific spot that the cause is. But the testing over the last 4 weeks, a test was conducted yesterday. I don't know the results. That will be week 5, have been 10 CFUs, colony-forming units, which is, I think the cutoff is like 120, 130.
Oh, so you're under that.
Yes. So we've been doing pretty well. Nice. But that's the latest. So tune in tonight for that to get the latest information. Tomorrow night.
Good job.
If you tune in tonight, you're not going to get any information.
No. Tune
in tomorrow night.
The way the Zoom works,
I'm working on that.
You know, people have asked some questions about that.
Yeah.
The way the Zoom works is they go on and they'll be asked to mute. And just listen, and then when it's your turn, or they say,
I assume it would be run like a city council meeting where you come on as an attendee as opposed to a panelist, and then they will pull you in when you have your question. So,
right.
So that should be great.
How does that work?
I just don't want people thinking they can't be a part of it. I was just letting people, because some people have asked me, how do you do that Zoom? you know, this kind of stuff because they've asked. So I just want to let them know that you can be a part of it. You just basically have to wait your turn do what they're asking you to do.
And we're also looking into setting up the there's a Q&A function on Zoom. We don't do the chat because chat can get out of hand. But the Q&A function, you can just type in your question. That'll just sort of stack up. And then the moderator can just add those, intersperse those between the live.
That's very good. Yeah.
That's interesting. The creek is all, I mean, we were in the creek. When we were kids, we used to, like, the creek was the place to be because it was warm.
I think we all know why it was warm. Show of hands if you've ever swam in the creek.
Of course. I mean, who did?
I'm not a beach person, but I'm sure it's sometimes.
No, I know. I know. Thinking about it now, it is kind of gross what we did when we were kids.
Well, that was also before a lot of the sewer system updates.
Before that mandate. It was a mandate, right?
It was a mandate, which mostly impacted heading towards the Rockport line from through Lanesville. Right. But still, I mean, we've done a lot of updates with the city long before I was involved fixing and upgrading. So, but they'll see the maps of where the DPW has been doing extensive testing since January, like way upstream, Stockinock Heights and areas like that.
Oh, wow.
And so, we're trying to pinpoint it.
Great. We have a change in the beach parking situation?
Yep. So let's start with the beach parking. The vendor. So we switched vendors. Last year we had, I forget the name of the vendor, but this year we have somebody called Blink A. One of the downsides last year was they didn't have a true app. You had to go online or go through a browser on your phone, which isn't, they're not maximized for browsers on yourself. So you're like looking at a little screen. So Blink A has a real app that actually works. And I've been on a couple of calls with their crew. They're very attentive. They've been working with Ryan Knowles from our IT department closely. So I think it's the 27th. Yes, Saturday the 27th is when reservations will be required.
For out-of-town people.
For out-of-towners. The beach stickers we'll get to in a minute, but the current beach stickers from last year will be good through June 16th. Just in case there's any delay getting your new sticker. Mm-hmm. So if you can book up to 10 days in advance through Blink A for Stagecoach Park, Wingershiek, and Good Harbor Beach. So the beach resident stickers, the resident beach stickers, we were going to set up shop at Kyra's Auditorium, but as you know, we had a fire. Mm-hmm. And actually, I should show a photo of the staging setup in the Kyra's.
If you have it, you can text it to Pat and she'll...
Yeah, I'll send them over. But lost my train of thought. Oh, so we've moved them over to the children's room at the library. And I was in there yesterday. It looks like the RMV without the chaos. I mean, they've got the four or five windows set up. They've got the kiosk with the computer set up. So you can go online and reserve your beach sticker now from home, and they'll mail it to you. Or you can go in there and they'll sit, there are people of all ages sitting at the computers, and they're walking around, the workers, showing you what you need to do. Then you go up to the booth. Pay, got to have no cash.
Right.
Checks.
Right.
No credit cards, no cash, checks, and you get your sticker on the spot. Mm. The sticker is just for show this year because they're not writing the number in, your license plate number, because we're using plate readers. I guess that's another thing you should mention.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa.
Game changer.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's what.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's why this new thing.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people? Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I think the people who collect the beach stickers are probably going to be upset because next year there probably won't be a sticker. But as far as efficiency goes, which is one of the goals of why I ran for mayor, is to improve efficiency. Each location, Wingershiek, Stage Fort, and Good Harbor will have the twin plate readers. So as you're coming in, it's like, last year they were going out literally. Red. Remember, they were like checking the plates with the cell phones. And now it's just boom, boom, red, right, green, 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 red.
Wow,
hold on.
Yeah.
And
wow.
So we sped things up last year. Remember that? It's undeniable.
Yeah.
This year it should be even faster because people will be going in. And the beauty is, as people are going out, we'll be able to monitor how many spaces we have available resell.
That's huge.
Amazing.
Is that the same type of technology they use for Easy Pass, like or the mass plate where they?
It's got to be because that's exactly, they're just reading the plate.
That's amazing.
So,
that's amazing. All those people that would get the stickers and then they'd use, erase the number and then put their own number.
How many banana rating?
I think it's, I mean, I just, I love the idea of like all the, all those cheaters are totally like in a quandary now.
Totally in a quandary. Find a niche of how to cheat the system, but I don't think they're going to be able to do this.
There's always somebody who's going
to. They'd have to, no, they could change out the plates.
That's what I was going to say. You know, they would.
I shouldn't probably bring that up. I just think it came all these people to wear the move.
But there might be a detail on hand.
CMG does not.
I do not endorse this that behavior.
That's on the pictures.
That is so great. That's
exciting.
So wait a second. Okay, so just to back up, because I don't want to.
Drew,
of course you did.
Of course. Good job, Drew.
I'm duplicating my place for sale. Website coming soon. so wrong. So if it was you, and you were a beach person, what would be your modus operandi to get your local beach sticker? What route would you go?
Well, if you're comfortable and you have the time to wait, you could do it from home. If we're set up, we've got a full crew. There had to be like 7 or 8 people working there yesterday at the library. Go in person, get it on the spot.
At the real library.
In the children's room.
There's parking in the back.
Parking in the back. The entrance will be from the back. So I'm going to send these pictures over to Pat for the
staging. That's fantastic.
But yes, so the plate readers will be for both it'll be for both the residents confirming that they have a beach sticker and for those who have made the reservation.
Yeah.
Greg, send it to me and I'll
Okay, thanks.
That's great. Interesting.
So what was it like? All right, so me personally, and this is me personally now, I haven't had a beach sticker in probably 2009.
I don't think I got one last year. A lot of boaters don't get them, but I think I'm going to get one.
Well, that's exactly why I haven't.
Yeah.
Because it's not a lot of money. But, you know, it always freaks me out, like when people flip out, like when the price of a beach sticker goes up like $4 or $5 and the people lose their minds. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like people spend fortunes to go on beach vacations and like $5 off of the course of a whole summer, and they lose their minds.
Most times crazy. It's a carpool situation anyway. So just,
how much is a resident beach sticker nowadays?
I believe it's $20 or $25.
That should be more. It should be $50.
Yeah. Don't you diss.
I'm saying it. I don't give a shit. It should be 50. Okay. I'll split the difference. Parking it should be $35 to $38. I think that's what it should be.
37.50.
37.50. You get that. 40, you get that 40. Mental stoppage.
I got
40.
37.50. $20
for 1 year for a resident sticker.
Yeah, it's that is, and the senior sticker, which is a 3 year, is $10.
$3.
What's the handicap sticker?
I think they get in for free.
Except
a non-resident still needs to do a reservation.
Okay.
So in State
$20
Park,
$20.
How will this work with the, with the plate readers? How will that work at Stage Fort Park?
Well, they'll have them on there too. So obviously.
So they'll be putting them there too.
Okay. So when you see Stage Fort.
The text wouldn't work.
When you see Stage Fort and Good Harbor.
Right. And the sticker is also good at the any area of town that has resident only stickers.
Hmm.
And we also have a resident sticker, because when I was on the city council, I think I mentioned before, I never got a beach sticker because I didn't go to the beach. So we created the resident sticker, which is a 5-year sticker for $5.
Yeah.
And then they get you in, not at the pay sites, but anything that's resident only.
And you still have the senior citizen one. That's fantastic.
$3 for 3 years.
That's
fine. But okay, keep it for the seniors. Because that's gonna be
old American.
That's right. Jesus Christ. But keep it for there, because fixed income and stuff. That's fine. But I think we should bump up the. I mean, I don't need you to respond to that, because obviously you're running for mayor and stuff like that. I'm just saying, what is that? Actually, does that make an impact? How many beach stickers are generally sold annually? Pay for anything?
Is there a cap, or is it open to the full capacity of the city?
Any resident is entitled to.
Okay.
Yeah, there's obviously a cap on the spaces that are made for non-residents on any given day. I don't know how many are sold in a typical year. That's a good question. We can get that information. But
I'd love to.
I think it's right where it should be for now. You know,
as someone that's running for mayor, I understand your position.
No, but we do feed people to death, and during the lean years, I was on the school committee for most of that. You know, it was fees that we would, because we had no ability to
school
other than 2.5% of the tax, raising the tax levy. The only other option cities and towns have is raising fees.
Okay.
And so we did that a lot.
Hold on. We got breaking news here. It says stock in GMG attire has went down since Joey's comment of raising
the price. I'll stand by that. I do think I'll agree that the fees for the kids sports is wild.
Yeah.
But I do think that I will stand by my statement that anybody that complains about having to pay $20 for a beach sticker is bananas.
You're a man
of your bananas, own. And bananas in not a good way. No. The negative banana rating. There you go.
Banana rating. So if you had that online, it'd be like how many bananas?
No, we have three bananas to the positive is the highest rating you can get. Three bananas to the negative is really piss poor.
So are those like brown bananas, black bananas?
Well, yeah.
Oh, we can't say that either.
Yeah.
That's upside down banana.
Greg, to your point, and you're a little confused in the banana rating, I propose that we have, for the viewers on the podcast, come up with the banana rating on how many bananas equals what terminology. For next podcast.
Leave it to the people to decide.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Well, haven't we already decided that three bananas is the max that you can get?
Well, we've decided, but there's new viewership every day because we're so popular.
No.
We decide.
At some point, the leader has to, like, say, though.
The leader has to lead every once in a while.
That's it.
Right. The leader.
You can't have the inmates running the asylum. I'll have Wayne, the sexy, famous mailman, trying to dictate to me what's happening. We can't have that.
You can't have that. That's not what I was saying. I just wanted people to be aware of when they're listening and we say, oh, that's bananas or bananas, bananas or bananas, 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 that they know which each one is.
That's true.
That's all.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll make a graphic. I'm going to make a graphic.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
An infographic.
And I could put it in the bottom left-hand corner. We can sticky that.
Right.
So, yeah. No, that's a great idea. That's why you're part of the cast.
I'm part of the asylum.
He's a thinker. Sarah Gray, thank you for sharing. And by the way, you won last week. She hasn't picked up her thing, has she?
No, we dropped it off.
Okay, yeah. Great. No, because I want to make sure, because she always supports the scene. So I want to make sure she gets her stuff. Great, thank you. We have another topic.
What is it?
Oh, no, we don't have another topic?
So, well, those are the big summer ones. I mean, a couple other things for people to be aware of. We talked about four, Magnolia Pier. We've got the draft sign off on the permit from the state. We're awaiting the sign off from the Army Corps of Engineers. The Army Corps has changed their reviewer three times, so that sort of has set it back each time. But we've begun the process of looking to pre-procure materials. The plan still is that we will begin this process in June and be done in August. So it's going to be another summer of not complete use of the pier itself, but we're getting closer.
What is the issue? What is the issue?
Well, the pier had been destroyed, you recall,
right?
Like two years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I became mayor, there was like zero momentum on it. So I started. Well,
the pier has been rebuilt, hasn't it?
The pier has been rebuilt, but the
did they have a float there?
The float and the ramp were mangled.
Oh, okay.
So the pier had been destroyed, rebuilt, and a new ramp and a recycled float were put in place. The new ramp and the recycled float got destroyed in a subsequent storm.
Okay.
So that's where nothing was going on. So we got the process. We got funding through a FEMA reimbursement to cover the whole cost of it. The design is all set. As I said, now it's the permitting. State permitting is in the 21-day review, which is actually down to probably a week because this was a couple weeks ago. Army Corps of Engineers has the final sign-off, and then we can get moving on it. Well, get out to bid and get it, award the contract.
I know that whenever anyone posts a picture of that pier, there are comments and clearly from Magnolia residents that are not happy. I don't know, you have to follow these rules, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand where they're coming from, but I say, there was probably 6 months to a year from the time of the damage till I became mayor and I said, hey, how things go with the pier? And I found nothing, and so we got it moving. Unfortunately, now I've been in office for that was February of 22, now it's May of 23. But that's something we deal with: city, state, and federal sign-offs, and we can push it as much as we can here. We have Bruce Tarr pushing as much as he can on the state and federal level, but wheels of government upstream or not.
No,
so
I know it's not a local thing at all. I know.
And I'm not trying to pass the buck or the blame, but I'm just saying moving it along as fast as we can. And so this summer it should be in place, but it's toward the end of the summer.
It's unfortunate that those permits, that there's not enough people to get those in that level there to make it happen quicker, because this should be, it was existing forever.
Yeah.
A stroke of the pen.
It is slightly different because you had the pier, which is still in place, but this new design is to add a gallows lift. So basically it's adding a couple more pilings. So the ramp in the future, if there's forecast bad weather, they can go out there and press a button. It's like, raises it out of the water. So that is some actual new work being done. Ah. So we do need.
So that. For the future, it's actually gonna be better.
It'll be better.
Yeah. So is that why the Army Corps of Engineers
they have jurisdiction over that? Yeah. But like I said, the person who was reviewing it, if they hadn't been reassigned months ago, we probably would have been halfway through this. But they left, and then the replacement left. Now we're on our third person.
Oh, God. I got to tell you, just with those floating at the Magnolia Pier, when I lived in Magnolia, to stop real quick, run up and grab a sandwich on Lexington Ave or to the convenience store, some ice, something you may have needed. It was very convenient, and I loved it, so I can't wait to see what's happening.
Yeah, so that's the goal. So
In the notes that you sent us, Pam sent us, she alluded to mentioning something. Can you give us the wording on that, Pat? There's something else?
Related to the pier?
No.
Good Harbor Beach Creek presentation, non-resident beach parking system, and resident beach stickers. And also, he may mention something before you all kick off the interview, which probably not supposed to be a public thing.
Oh, no.
That's what the message says.
It didn't say that it's not supposed to be on there.
No.
You editorialized that, because people are going to think that you said
I think we did talk about that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. About...
okay, don't worry about it. I can't remember.
It's in your notes.
All right. It's in my notes. All right, so the... CVS building. Oh, I know. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, but I do have one other update too, because the other thing that's been controversial, again, and it's something I inherited, was the relocated Meadows Field to Green Street. Mm. And so that is, I just confirmed with Mike Hale, the bid has been awarded. It's going to be started soon. The part of the requirement is they have to have the grass implanted by 9th of September, September 15th. And it'll be ready for the 2024 season.
Wow.
And we are installing real bathrooms, but not near the field. It's closer to the Green Street entrance. Hmm. That way it can double dip just for the field and for the playground area.
Yeah.
So it's a compromise.
That's excellent. Yeah.
Great news. Downtown's the CVS building. Can you give us an update on what's happening down there?
Sure. I've stopped by there a couple times. So I've been actually, a little plug for Pulse on Fire, we've been recording at Tony Goddess's studio, Bangasong, which is downstairs. And so upstairs, it was weird. I don't know if you've been in there, since they've cleared it. But back in the day, I'd only been as far back as the counter for the pharmacy. And after I went in, since Tom O'Grady bought the place, they've torn that wall down, and it's like twice as long, leading to Roger Street. So they're in the process of building something on the idea of a House of Blues. Right. So it's a live music venue. Most of what they want to do is by right, according to their zoning. And so... the only thing that they need special permitting on is their marquee. They want to put some kind of fancy sign, which I think is kind of cool. But I think they're shooting for September as well to be open. So it's moving along. You know, it's going to be a restaurant, then like a little sports bar with, I think, foosball and, you know, let me throw the ball with the shot. What's the thing you do with the ball? With the,
oh, yeah. What is that?
That thing with the rings and then it goes the hole. But all sorts of stuff like that.
Cornhole?
No.
You roll it in it.
It's an arcade game.
Ski ball?
Ski ball.
There you go.
Not ski ball. Indoor ski ball?
So what
be loud.
Personal favorite.
Oh, it's a David
Love Buster. Ski ball.
David personal Buster. Favorite.
It's indoors at, Chuck E. Cheese.
David Buster.
The only place they have it at the bowling alley.
At the bowling alley.
The bowling alley.
So I'm not sure what they're ultimately going to put in, but it's that type of gaming. And then at the last section will be the music venue. Yeah. And it's going to be, raised and slope down to
are there going to be a clear in the, like, you know, like Shaolin Lu, you can see the harbor.
There were little windows. They've cut into the cement or whatever there is, brick, and it's going to be much bigger windows, and they're going to have a deck.
Oh, ooh, so, wow.
It's
oh, wow.
It's going to be
deck. Some exciting news. Yeah. I've been Well, not exciting. Exciting to me and maybe other viewers and yourselves, but I've been in touch with Tony Gaudis, and some of the stuff that he's alerted me to, which you probably are privy to the same information, which I'm not going to disclose any surprises today, yeah. But look for big things out of the entertainment.
Yeah. So just to be clear, this isn't the, and I'm not knocking the locals that play the bars, because I used to do it too. This is like world-class acts that yeah. You know, the kind of stuff they get at right. Shiloh and the Cabin.
Right, right. That scene has been exploding. Even Lynn Auditorium,
yeah.
They've been having like some fan people, and instead of people like leaving the city to go there, they'll have these people coming in, spending some money yeah. and helping out our businesses, which is going to be fantastic.
Exactly, helping out all those businesses. Yeah.
Shout out to Fred Shrigley. Mm. I was at the Rum Line for the first time I had been there in a long time recently, and he has maintained like that local music scene.
Yeah.
God bless Fred Shrigley.
Nobody touches that place.
Nobody.
Not locally anymore. I mean, Blackburn Tavern was probably the second closest. Yeah. But Fred Shrigley with the live entertainment, yes, you're
just
right.
God bless him.
He takes care of musicians.
God bless him. I mean, our guy Zach Sears has music there occasionally yeah. and stuff, too.
For the new school era, yeah.
Right, for the new school. But God bless Fred Shrigley for keeping it going. And I had the best time there. The music was out of this
John
world.
Jerome?
John Jerome. Yeah. I thought that we mentioned that we weren't going to mention John Jerome until he comes up with a jingle.
You got to mention him right now because we need the jingles. We don't need – we he's want the jingle. We don't need he's John
on my,
Jerome.
He's on my shit list yeah, right now.
We want John Jerome. We don't need John Jerome.
Drew Hale, stop it. Stop it, Drew Hale. So there is that. Can you give us an update on the music venue that was proposed for I-4C2? Weren't you on the board of directors for that?
Well, that's what the public thinks. I'll be very blunt. I don't support it.
Yeah.
I don't support it.
There you go.
First of all, we own the property. They don't. So I'm surprised at the efforts they're making. And I don't think they should be getting state funding to do feasibility studies for a piece of property that we haven't even sought anybody to do anything with. But that does not meet the DPA regulations. It doesn't meet the Marine Industrial regulations. So my goal is to, obviously it's not going to happen this first term because we've just been like taking care of that, putting out a lot of other fires figuratively and literally. But I'd like to in term two, after I'm reelected, get this figured out for what's going to go on at I-4C2. We need to do a lot of work to the bulkhead. It's really in rough shape. So we're trying to see what we can do as a city, what kind of state federal funding we can get to prepare it, to spin it off for sale, for a land lease. But it's got to have, in my opinion, some kind of public component, whether it's something reasonably sized that's built on it, but we maintain the parking use after hours, or maybe it's open space. But if it's not, if what's proposed does not meet the guidelines of DPA, we've got to go through the state to change it. Mm-hmm. The city council could make changes to the marine industrial aspect of it. But I, without the support of me, the mayor, and I think a supermajority, if not unanimous support of the city council, DPA changes are unlikely.
Well, there you go. You heard it here. So anyone going around talking that they think that he's in favor of it, I think you can put those rumors to rest, right?
Yeah, I mean,
correct.
I've been trying not to offend anybody by, you know, bad mouthing the project, but there's just too many people who have been saying I'm all for it, but no, not so.
I remember there was a certain person that was trying to build boats, and they were going around and they wanted like public funding to build their boats. And none of the fishermen, like, they all laughed at the design of these boats. It was not going to work out for them. And this person relentlessly hounded, like, politicians to try to get grants and funding to build these boats that not one lobsterman. And some, but by mistake, a couple, the person hounded them so badly that they, in a bar, they, like, signed it. Like, they were in support of it. And this person clung on to that. And like put that in front, like acted like every fisherman was.
Did in they favor. Destroy the fisherman's name for doing that too?
No, like to everybody, it's kind of like I don't. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, we'll let that go. Anyway, so there's that.
Well, I have a question. Any block party news? Anything that you know of, or
any what
block parties? We have any block parties this summer?
They are scheduled. They've gone through permanent. I guess you can call my office to get the dates. I believe they got. The usual, that's it, three Saturdays, and three Fridays, and a Saturday. So just double check. I just don't have the dates on my cheat sheet. But yes, that as well as the...
on Main Street.
On Main Street.
Right. And does that mean outdoor seating?
Outdoor seating is a whole different animal.
Right, it's a whole different.
That was an action that the council would have taken, but nothing's happened.
Okay.
There didn't seem to be, honestly, much support.
That's what I heard.
From the restaurants themselves.
I heard that as well.
I mean, we took a lot of heat from some people who were really in favor of it, but, you know, it's like we can offer it or offer to pursue it, but if the restaurants aren't saying they want to do it, then why bother?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Hold on.
I wanted to go back to your elder event place. What do we call it now?
Older Americans place.
You can't call it senior center anymore. Well, do they have to change the name on the sign?
That's a good point. It is the it's officially the Rose Baker Senior Center, but it is.
It's like changing the Washington Redskins football name.
Well, it is called Council on Aging. Is what runs it. So
there you go.
He said the Black Party Gate.
So Joey, what do you want to
we'll get while Pat has this graphic up. We'll go over it. Oh, so the first one is until July 15th. So we got a ways to wait for that. But it's good though because in June you can get some crappy cold days, and we get the fiesta and everything else. Saturday, August 12th, and then quickly thereafter, September 1st.
I want to add to that, Joey,
which is probably Labor Day weekend.
Not just the Main Street block party, but Magnolia is doing some block parties this year
too. Oh yes, yes.
And I've been hired for June 17th to do the block party in Magnolia. Eric Liacono and his group with I Companies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess they're going to have some series, I guess, on Thursdays throughout the
summer. Yeah, I saw the, because it came through for me to sign off. So, yeah, that's great. It's probably worth mentioning, too, since you mentioned Magnolia, the concept of the farmer's market, because they're continuing their farmer's market. But I reached out to the KPAN farmer's market in February to see if they were interested in coming back to Stage 4 Park, the lower Stage 4 Park. And the one-sentence response was they're not going to sponsor a host of farmers market this year. So I've reached out to the Magnolia Farmers Market and to Backyard Growers to see if they'd be interested in doing something. So there may be a chance next year that they would do something at Stage 4, or they're looking at even Burnham's or something that rotates.
Oh, wow, Burnham's. Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
That's
very cool. So Scotty, I guess we have some footage from the event at the older people's new way to say seniors center.
I'm still, you know something?
Ah, give him a wave.
I'm surprised it's playing.
Joey, let me tell you what's... So what was going on in the first part of that clip? Pat, if you can go back to the first... Wait till I'm done... Right here.
Cue it
up. So the first part of that clip, your mother, Joey, for the viewers that don't know your mother, that was your mother dancing. And she said, we're at a great event here at the Older Persons Center, and I want to dance. So, Pat, clip, please. So there was Joey's mother at the first initial dancer on the dance floor for that. So, Pat, if you could have the second clip, this is the level that she...
Love it.
And there you go. I mean, there's dance moves comparable with Pat's dance moves.
We've said it. Oh, there they are. Great. And my mother left her Canasta group to go to.
Was it Canasta? I didn't know it was Canasta.
No, she has a regular Canasta group. And she said, I can't. She said, Scotty invited me personally. I can't let him down. I have to go.
I was very moved by that. Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you.
Thank you, Mom.
I've only been to the Senior Center, the Council for Older Gentlemen and Women that are not Senior Center.
Bird is not seniors.
Yeah,
Rose Baker. Rose Baker.
But, I mean, again, we can't say enough about how great that facility is and how people that are getting up there in the years, not seniors, can people that we're considered seniors now, not, anyway, can go to. It's a great facility.
I directly worked with Elise Sinagra.
She's great.
And Natalia Moshe's now there as of a new hire, as of I think she told me 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So she's a great addition to that senior center too.
He said it
the
again.
Whole crew. Yeah. The whole crew over there.
Canceled. We're going to get canceled. Scotty said seniors. We're going to get canceled.
It's going to take a moment. Sort of like your beach stickers. Were they good until June 16th?
Yeah. So you get a mulligan.
No, but it is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great
so
spot.
So the whole crew over there was amazing, and they were happy. So thank you, Joe.
And it's people of all it's a people of all, a broad spectrum of, you know, it's not just.
65 and older were invited.
Yeah.
For the mm-hmm. age group. And what Elise told me personally was, I love that we're doing this today. Because I have seen so many new faces here, which is what they're trying to accomplish, is get the new faces, as well as the people that are already attending. But they personally had said to her, I saw this on Good Morning Gloucester on the post.
There you go.
And talked about on air. So
yeah, and there's a lot. There's a lot, in addition to the events you do, there's activities all day long, every day of the week.
Right.
You know, art with like Junie Van Dyke and... You know, computer classes, there's there's just so much. So
pool, cards, art. I mean, yeah. I would
have bingo.
I absolutely 100%. If I'm 70 years old or whatever, I would absolutely go down there and hang out and get involved rather than because you have, as you know, as even at my age, mm-hmm. I could get sucked into that. Sitting on the couch thing.
Not only did I see your mother show up early, she stayed the entire time.
Wow. That's,
and a lot of the seniors stayed the entire time. And personal request for the mayor to dance, I heard.
Yes, I had to decline because I have bad knees. You know, I can't. I can play music. I can't dance to it.
You got a nice tan, though. You don't like the beach, but you've been out.
Natural. It's just why I haven't been sunbathing or anything. So.
Oh, there you go.
You got that Homer Simpson look, you know, if you take the...
Oh, yeah. The truck driver look. All right, I think that covers everything. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we always have a good time. Pat, we'll hold off on the prizes till next week.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thank you guys for joining us. Jimmy Dalpiaz, we won't do the sign-off today. Scotty Mack, Pat Dalpiaz. Pat, thanks for all that you do. You don't get enough recognition. She's wearing the 400 pin too. Well, big special recognition there. A lot of good events coming up with that.
And the 400th headquarters down on Main Street is now officially open and staffed more frequently. So
Next
to Savings Bank. So if you want to check that out.
Did you go? Did you get down to the Ellen Estes concert down at?
I didn't. I was there for the ribbon cutting for the 400th. I had another event right after. So
that looked like it was really well attended.
Yeah, Ellen's great.
That's a great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there you go. GloucesterCast 655 is officially in the books, as we say. Boom.
Little town with big news. 411, come get the scoop. Wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. It's good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you. I say good morning, Gloucester, to you.
Good morning, Gloucester, from over the bridge. OTB.